Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tiger, and I'm here with Robert Kennedy, who's running for Taylor County Sheriff. Robert, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's start with just your background and what made it motivated you ultimately to run for sheriff this cycle.
Okay, well, I have 25 years, over 25 years experience in law enforcement. I worked in a big city in Baltimore City. I retired from there, went to a small agency in Cecil County, Maryland, worked there for 5.5 years. And the reason we moved down here, basically my father-in-law ended up getting sick with cancer. So my wife moved down here like 2 months prior to me moving down here. And it got to be too much running back and forth. So basically, I sold the house there, moved here. And being here and talking to the people in the community and just seeing a lot of stuff going on that I see, being a police officer, I noticed a lot of drug problems downtown Grafton. And I live here in Grafton and Taylor County. And I care about the community. And I'm hoping that I can step in and make a difference, and which I really believe I can. Working, you know, coming from a big city in a small town, I really, I'm pretty up to when it comes to drug problems. And a lot of people say, well, you can't fix a drug problem. Well, you can never totally get it completely out, but you can clean it up to where it's not very visible, you know, seeing people walking around. And which you do see, it every night. I see it, you know, you see people riding around bicycles with knapsacks, and I know they have stuff on them, and it's just getting your officers out there to be able to patrol, what to look for, and what to do when it comes to that type of thing. Well, I've been here for what, 5 months now, and, been out in the community, talked to a lot of people, and a lot of people seem to want to change in Taylor County, and which I agree with them. It needs to be a change. But it takes a lot, not just from the police department. It takes a lot from the community. The community's also got to work with the police department. And if they can work hand in hand, there's a lot of things that can change for the positive. So,
yeah, makes sense. So speaking of that, I mean, just from a sheriff's perspective, what are the key responsibilities of the county sheriff that, from your perspective, and how should voters judge the success of your tenure if you're fortunate enough to be elected sheriff of Taylor County?
Well, number one, you got to have somebody with leadership. If you don't have anybody with leadership, how can you lead people and lead your men if you don't have any experience at all? You know, you got to have leadership, and you got to have direction. You got to have the direction to be able to point your guys and show them and teach them when they're out there on the streets what to look for safety issues. There's a lot of safety issues when it comes to being a police officer, you know, from car stops to kicking doors in to whatever you're doing. I mean, you have to put safety first. And when I get in there, I'm going to make sure that all my deputies are safe. I want to make sure they get the proper training and, you know, they do what they're supposed to do as police officers.
Yeah. So what actions or policies might you implement to ensure that you're an effective law enforcement organization here in the county?
Well, I want to make sure that just things are done the way they're supposed to do. The sheriff handles what he's supposed to do. I'm not sure too much on the tax thing. That's all new to me. That's something I have to learn when I get in there. But when it comes to policing, I have tons of experience, and I believe that I can be a great role model with my guys. And if I get in there, I'll be out there on the street with them, not just sitting in the office, and I'll be teaching them what I know, because I have a lot of knowledge that I can pass on to them. So.
Yeah, it makes sense. So look, if we expand up to the kind of the vision overall, what's your vision for enhancing community safety? And then maybe what you may have already alluded to some of, but what other specific outcomes can you aim to achieve in that vision?
Well, I look at the schools. We have a major drug problem in the schools, and we need officers in the schools for protection, number one, to protect our kids, protect the staff. And if we had the protection in there, it would make it a whole lot better if you have something like an active shooter or something like that. And from what I understand, there isn't officers in every school, and we need officers in every school. So,
yep.
Yeah. So that's one thing.
Okay. And then let's look at like maybe, you know, in every conversation you've had, probably when you've been on the trail or whatever, there's lots of challenges that are in front of us and some opportunities. And so let's cover kind of both of those. Let's start with the challenges first. What do you see as maybe the most significant challenge to our community, and how might you plan to address it? And you may have already touched on this, but I want to go through those questions again.
I think if everybody gets on the same page, the police, because in this day and time, a lot of people don't trust police. And if we can get out in the communities, talk to the people in the communities, and let them know where we stand and that we're here for them, it makes a big difference. Because if you ask the community how many people, like if you said, for instance, if you're sitting in a church, you ask people, how many people in your family, does anybody have any people in your family that has a drug problem? I'd say 80% of the people are going to raise their hand, and it's a major problem. And we have to get them people help, and we got to let them know that we're there for them. And that's basically what I'm thinking about anyway. I think it'll be a big positive change if I get in there. I can be out there in the community, and my deputies also. It's not just going to be me. I want to make sure that they're on the same page, and it's going to be a lot of community policing.
Yep. And so on the opportunity side, what opportunities do you see for improving community and police relations?
Well, there's always a lot of opportunities with everything. It's just getting to know people. It's starting new, getting programs started for kids, getting them involved with the police department. If there's a cadet program that we can get started, that's another thing I was thinking about. Is getting some kind of cadet program to get kids involved in stuff like that, having events that surround the police, you know, just having like police nights out or something, just get kids involved, because we have to get that younger generation involved so later on in life they can make good decisions in their life, you know.
Yep. So looking at it, you've talked a lot about community engagement. So how will you plan? And again, you may have said some of this, so we just want to go through those questions. How would you plan to engage the community to build trust and ensure that not only the law enforcement side, but also the treasury side and those practices are transparent and accountable?
Well, like I said, it's just getting out in the community, getting the community to trust you. And that's what it's all about. It's not sitting in your patrol car. It's getting out on foot, visiting people, and, you know, knocking on doors and talking to them one-on-one. And I've noticed a lot just out here doing, you know, out here knocking on doors recently. You know, you get to talking to people, and they want to hear what you have to say. And they like all that positive. But the thing of it is, you can say all you want, but it's what you're going to do when you get in there. And that's what people want. They want people to come out, talk to them, and let them know that you're there for them, and then get out in the community and do what you say you're going to do. Not just say it, but do it. You know, there's this police department. It's been, from what I understand, it's been the same old people in here. And one person gets elected, they put their buddy in second in command, and then you have no change. And the people want to change. They want people in there that has a different vision. And you're not going to get that if you keep electing the same people.
Yeah. So speaking of the election, we've just got a couple more questions left now. When you've been going through this election, what's something maybe you've learned about yourself through your campaign journey so far?
Well, I learned that this is not a big hurdle. I think it's a pretty easy hurdle to overcome for myself. I thought it was going to be more than I thought, but I think with my experience and getting out and talking to the community and seeing what they want, I don't think this is going to be hard at all. I believe this is an easy fix for the, you know, for the town and for Taylor County in itself. You just got to get in there and get to work. Get in there, get your guys on the same page. And if you have people that work for you, that care about you and their job, and get them out in the community, it's going to make a big difference. It really is. But you got to get everybody on the same page. You got to get a community on the same page, But it starts from the courthouse down. It's everybody needs to make a difference, and that's where we're at.
That makes sense. Well, as is customary on this program, we give the candidate the last word. So, what is it you'd like the voters to know as we conclude our interview here today?
Well, I want them to know that when I get in there, Sheriff, I will do all I can to stop this drug problem, to clean the homeless up. There's a lot of homeless people out here. We need to get them help, not just ship them out somewhere, but make sure that they get the help that they need. And just let them know that I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be on the streets with my guys. I'm going to be out there working. I'm not just going to sit in the office, and hopefully I can make a change.
All right, so. Robert Kennedy for Taylor County Sheriff. Robert, thanks for coming on the program, and good luck in the election.
Thank you. I appreciate you.